This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Cha with this ABC 10 News update. San Diegans showing their support for the family of a little boy who was hit by a car and killed. The family of Josiah Toleafoa started a GoFundMe to cover his funeral expenses, and community members, complete strangers as well, have come through in a big way. They have raised more than $21,000 so far. We put a link to that on our website, 10news.com, under the Resource Center tab. A date has now been set for the San Diego City Council to vote on a proposal to ban homeless encampments near certain public spaces. The proposed ordinance is now on the agenda for June 13th. It would ban homeless encampments in Balboa Park, shoreline parks, near schools, shelters, waterways, trolley stations, and transit hubs. Encampments would also be banned on all public property when shelter beds are available. The Padres hosting their 7th annual summer blood drive today. It goes from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Gallagher Square. Free parking available at the Lexus Premier lot on Park Boulevard and Imperial Avenue. Walk-ins are welcome. Donors will be receiving a Padres summer blood drive t-shirt and two free tickets to the Padres game on June 7th while supplies last. So get on down there, Megan.
I mean, that is definitely a reason to go get blood. It's a win-win. You get that and you're helping other people, saving lives potentially. All right, let's show you what's going on as far as our temperatures go. We're going to be cool today. Temperatures are going to be trending in the 60s. Meanwhile, we should be in the 70s. So temperatures all across the county, coast to the deserts, are 5 to 15 degrees below normal. 60s for most of us, 80s in the desert areas, and it will be breezy in the mountain and desert areas today. Cool and mostly cloudy today, but better clearing expected as we head into this weekend. Virginia?
Thank you, Megan. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com, or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Cha.